The following lecture is recorded on the morning of December 26, 1970
in Surat, India. Samhavanti Bhadrani Viparitani Chanadha Karinan Gunasangati Dehovan Na Dhakarmati. So far it has been discussed that those who are impious, they are to be punishable, undoubtedly. But there may be pious activities, so they can avoid punishment. So, one may say that I shall avoid impious activities. I shall stick to the pious activities, therefore I shall not be punished. This is possible. The Shastra says, if one can avoid impious activities, then he is not punished. But the Yamaduta says that that is not possible. The Yamaduta says that one has to become impious. The world is so situated that willingly or unwillingly you have to become impious. Just like those who are in business. Sometimes or always they have to make some transaction in black market. Without doing that, his business cannot be continued. There are many cases, practical examples, that in business field, without going through the black market, sometimes there is no profit of the business. Therefore, the Yamaduta says, Karinam Gunasangasti. Because we are in this material world, we have to associate with the three kinds of material modes of nature. And even though I try to keep myself on the quality of goodness, the association is so bad that I have to become a criminal under the association of other qualities, just like tamago. Therefore, we are singing every morning, Sangasara Dava Nalalilu, the blazing fire of this material existence, Dava, forest fire. It is not that one intends that fire may take place. No. But in course of time, in course of seasonal changes, the fire takes place. What was it? How can I avoid? That is not possible. That is clearly stated by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. That jagyatya karma, anyatra karma vandha. If you don't act for yajna, for Vishnu, or if you don't become a Vaishnava, and simply devote your life for serving Krishna, then you are bound up by all your activities as a pious religion. Nākamdās Thakur therefore sings, Parmakānda jñānakānda sakali viṣer bhānda. Amrita boliya jiva khāy. Nāna jani bhaman kare, padarja bhakkhan kare, tār janma adhapate jyāy. In the Vedas, there are three different types of activities. One is called Karmakanda, the other is called Jnanakanda, and the last is Upasana Kanda. In the Upasana Kanda, when you are elevated Shri Vishnu Upasana. And you come to the understanding that Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he to worship Vishnu Aradhati Pungam. This is our Varnashram Dharma, which is now running on as Hindu Dharma. Varnashram Dharma means to please Lord Vishnu. Varnashram, the four ashram and four varnas. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, the four varnas and four ashramas. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sanyas. All their aim is how to please Vishnu. That is varnas. Not that. By force, I am Brahmin, I am Kshatriya, I am this, I am that, I am fighting one another. No, the real name, Varnashrama Charavata, Purushina Parapumas, Vishnu Aradhate Pumsa, Nanna Tattosa Taranam. Therefore, a civilized country or a civilized society, unless they accept this Varnashrama Dharma, that is not human society. That is not accepted as human society. That is almost animal society. Without accepting this Varnashram Dharma, that is the beginning of real human civilization. When they accept these four divisions of Varnas and according to quality, as Bhagavan Krishna says, Chaturvarnamaya system guna karma vibhava. Not by work. That has killed this basic civilization. When people began to claim to become Brahmin, Kshatriya, simply by birth, the whole structure has been dismantled. That is to be revived. We have to pick up Brahmins from all parts of the world. That is very civilization. But Krishna says that Chaturvarnamaya system, I have created this division of four varnas according to quality. Narad says, Jasahi Jatlakhalangshad Varnadi Banjakam. There are symptoms for asserting. Ascertain a particular class of varna, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. Yadi anyatrapi drishyeta, if you find that quality, that symptom, in anywhere, in other place, you have to accept. If you find the Brahmin qualification in Europe and America, somebody, not all. Then you have to accept to as well. That is the basic thing. And if you think, he is European, he is Mecha, he is Javad. No. But when you see that he has got the Brahminical qualification, Vishnu Aradhak, he is simply engaged in worshipping with Vishnu, you have to accept him as the first class varna of the Brahmins. Unless you become such liberal and really under the regulation of Vedic principles, your the so-called Vedic civilization is already spoiled and it cannot be protected. So, guna sangha, association with the particular type of guna, quality, that is essence. We have to find out the symptoms, just like Bhagavad Gita says. Now, a man is dying, These are very clearly stated. Tatha dehantaram prapti dhirat satanamunyam. When a man is taken, he is about to accept another body. That means dying, a dying man, leaving this body. And those who are crying, oh, my father is dying, my son is dying, they are not advanced. That was the first instruction to Arjuna, that you are lamenting on the body. No learned man does it. That when you are a fool. Asatyanasutastam prajnanasuhas. My dear Arjuna, you are talking just like a very learned man. But your symptom is like a fool. That is going on. So, dhirastatta namayasi, one can understand that this my father or my son or my relative or my friend is dying, he is accepting another body. And what kind of body he is accepting, that you also can foretell. If you are learning, adhira satanam, adhira, if you are adhira, if you are adhira, adhira means this ordinary man, sensuous, adhira. Those who are conducted or directed by the senses, they are called adhira. And dhira means to control the senses. That is called dhira. Though one who is not agitated by the dictation of the senses, he is called dhira. Just like Lord Shiva is described in Kumar Sambhava as dhira. He was in meditation naked, and the demigod's plan was that Lord Shiva must give birth to a boy who can actually become the commander-in-chief of the demigod. That was their plan. So Parvati was induced, young girl Parvati, and she began to worship the genitor of Lord Shiva, the Shivalinga. The Shivalinga worship. So, still Lord Shiva was in meditation. So that time, Kalidas is describing, here is a dhira. Dhira. Dhira means, a man is sitting idle, and a young girl is sucking the genital, but it still is not agitated. That is called dhira. Not by simply seeing a young girl, beautiful girl, one becomes agitated. They are adhira. So there are dhiras and adhiras. Dhiras means those who are controlled by the senses, they are called dhira. Every word, Sanskrit word, has got very deep meaning. Therefore, there is no comparison of the Sanskrit language in the whole world. It is called Sanskrita. Sanskrita means purified. The grammatical composition, the rules, that so much nicely, and it is called Devanagari. Devanagari means in the higher planetary system where demigods live, they speak in Sanskrit. In Vaikuntha also they speak in Sanskrit. The Sanskrit language is so uplifted. So, and in India also, formerly, amongst the learned people, the language used was in Sanskrit. Therefore, you find all the Vedic scriptures. Even 500 years ago, just like our Goswami, they wrote all their books in Sanskrit. Therefore, there is no provincialism. Because the learned circle, they talked in Sanskrit, they wrote in Sanskrit. It doesn't matter whether he is born in Bengal or in Gujarat or Madras. When the learned man will speak and write, they will write in Sanskrit, speak in Sanskrit. So this learning was especially entrusted to the Brahmins because they were the leaders of the society, head of the society. Just like your head is the leader of your bodily activity. Similarly, the Brahmins were head. So, in this way, the subject matter is that in this material world, the guna sangha, you have to associate with particular type of quality. And according to that quality, your character, your behavior, your activities are molded. And according to the symptoms of your association with the particular type of quality, your caste or category is selected. That is called guna karma vibhava. These are all scientific. They are now, the government wants and does it to know there is caste. But how can you say there is no caste? There are gunas. How can I avoid caste? There must be a class of men, very intelligent. They are called Dravids by their gunas. And there must be a class of men, Kshatriyas, by the particular type of guna. And there must be a class of men, mercantile and vaishnav, by the particular type of guna acquired. And there must be a class of men, Sudra. So the guna sangasti, so according to guna, therefore the Jamadita says, Karinam guna sangas. Anyone who is engaged in activities means, I have already expressed that karma means I work, I get some profit and I utilize it for my sense services. Therefore, so work is not prohibited. You cannot stop working. But the purpose of working, according to the purpose of working, the guna is detected. What is the purpose of this work? Karinam guna sangasti. Dehavan dhakarmasi. Nahi aparmasi. Dehavan, one who has accepted his body, he has to work. Without watching, he cannot be. Then it is said, Jino javan jatha dharma, dharma viha samihitaha, sai vata phalang bhunte, tatha tavat amutra bhai. Just like in this life, dharma dharma, suppose, well, I have committed some criminal act. Shall I be punished? That's a fact. Similarly, if I have acted piously, I'm real. Jagadana tapakriya. Those who are performing jagadas, giving in charity, those who are undergoing austerities, for self-purification, they will be real. Which to come, with happiness, why do you find so many different kinds of men? One body is enjoying, one body is born with silver spoon in the mouth, and one body is born from the very beginning, injection of the doctor. The child is born, immediately it requires an injection. Why this is? That is due to, as it is said, jīno jāvāna jathā dharma, adhar dharma dīha samīs. These are being automatically prakita kriyamānāni. They are under the laws of nature. One body is suffering, one body is enjoying. You cannot rectify it. Therefore, those who are engaged in philanthropic work, this man is suffering, I shall give him some food, I shall give him some shelter, I shall take to hospital. You can do so, for from your part it is quiet activities, but you cannot give relief. That is not possible. Your sympathy for the suffering humanity is nice, because if you think that so many people are suffering from disease, let me open a hospital and give, let me give free treatment. From your part, it is all right. You are doing some part actually. You'll enjoy the fruit of your part. But the person to whom you want to give relief, he'll not give relief. He'll suffer. Therefore, it is useless. The only relief work is if you can induce one man to Krishna consciousness. That is the only relief. Otherwise, all future. You cannot get a man suffering by your hospitalizing. No, that is not possible. That is from your part it is good. Try to understand. But you cannot give relief. So many hospitals are open all over the world. The patients are in jail. That's all. Patients are increasing everywhere. How many hospitals you have got in this country? In America, there are very, very nice, big hospitals. What is that hospital, mental, in New York? Very. For treating mental disorders. The mental disorders persons are increasing only, crazy fellow. Okay. Is it not? You have to simply increase the bedding, that's all. Beds are increasing, not the patients are decreasing. Beds are increasing. You have got some money, you can increase some beds, but the patient will not decrease. That is increase. Guna Sangas, because they are associated with different types of gunas, how can you take it? That is not possible. If you teach people to become above the gunas, that is real beneficial. What is that? To make a person above the gunas, without being touched by the gunas. Sagunan samati paitan brahma bhuyaya kalpat. How? Mancha abhyadi charni bhakti yogena jasya vasya. He becomes. He is not infected by the gunas. Therefore, this is the only means of welfare activities to the human society. How to make them to support. This is the only. Any other activities for welfare activities for the human species, they are simply future. That's a fact. Jena javana jathadharma jathadharma dharma diha samihita saiva tatphalam bhukte. Jena javana jathadharma adharma and dharma. According to that, one has to accept a particular type of body. He has to be placed in a particular position, phanam and danda. He has to suffer. How it is so, that is also explained. That, just like I was trying to explain, I found the Bhagavad Gita, Dhira Tattva. Dhira, when he's learned, he can know that this man, my father or relative or friend or son is now dying. Where he'll go, how he'll accept this other body. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Udhanga Chanti Sastasva. If you see that this man was in a Satogun. Satogun means in a Brahminical qualification. Satta samadhamma tisikta adjava jnanam vijnanam asitam as the symptoms are described. This is science. That's why you can, in medical science, a drug has a particular characteristic. When you analyze that characteristic right, then a medical man accepts, yes, it is pure drug. Similarly, everything you have to accept by the symptoms, by the characteristics. So if you see that this man dying as a Vaishnava or as a Brahman, Sattva-pa, then he is going to Vaikuntha or ask man his sister in the Brahma Loka, Kapha Loka, Jana Loka, Maha Loka. It is Arjivita. So, Udhanga Chakti Sattva-pa, you have to see, you have to know what is Satogon, what is Rajogon, what is Tamogon, what is Mixedgon. If you learn it, then you can foretell that this man is going there. His indication is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Just as Krishna says, Yati Deva Bhuta Deva. If you know that this man was performing this worship of such and such demigod, then he is going to such demigod. Yati Deva Bhuta Deva. Pitrin Janti, Pitribrata, those who are fond of, those addicted to karma kanda, tarpa, Pitri tarpa, they will go to the Pitri locals. But how you can say, whatever you go, that is all right. Hey, you can go to God. See, this is nonsense. Where do you get this idea? That whatever you do, whatever you worship, ultimately, it is God. No? It is clearly stated, Janti Deva Brata Deva, Pitri Janti Pitri Brata, Bhutekya Janti Bhutani, Mad Jati Nopi Janti Ma. Those are my devotees. They are something. How you can say that worshipping the demigod, it can go to the kingdom of God? No. This is not. And in other place it is said, Bhagavad Gita, kāma-stasya-hitabhyāna yajanti annadiyota. Those who are worshippers of Devi God, they are hitabhyāna. Hitabhyāna has been commented by Vishnu Chakravarti as Natya-buddha. Natya-buddha, one whose intelligence is lost, they are addicted to the worship of demigods. Antavattu phalam tesam. Well, we get some profit by worshipping demigods. That's our life. But antavattu phalam tesam. How long we will enjoy that profit? Sarvabhavati alpamedasam. They are meant for less intelligent classes. And those who are actually intelligent, Sarvadhamman, Prasadhyamavim, he was his system. That's all. He is actually intelligent. Because his result is permanent. If one worships Krishna according to the system, then Sattadeham Punarjanmaiti. That is the solution. After this body, he is no more coming to this material world. Therefore, that is real solution of it. our suffering is, we do not know what is our suffering. The suffering is repeated, repetition, acceptance of birth and death. That is our real suffering. When you get a body, you also suffer. But if you get a good body, you do not suffer very much. But that is not a solution. You have got now this very good body, you are enjoying. But in the next life, you may not. So that is not the solution. Therefore, for temporary benefit, if anyone worships the demigod, he is to be called as lost of all intelligence. Therefore, Krishna says, Mamekam, don't bother yourself with any other word. Simply, manmana bhava madbhakta majjajima namastu. This is Gita. Simply concentrating on Krishna. Now we are preaching this Krishna consciousness means that simply concentrating on Krishna. That is real preaching, Bhagavad Gita. Then he becomes above the transcendental to all activities of the guna. That a song, Nantamdas has a song. Karmakanda, Ganakanda, Thakali, Vishedhapani. Karmakanda, fruity activities, Ganakanda, philosophical speculation. So now, Narasimha Rao says both these are pots of poison. Karmakanda, Ganakanda, Thakali, Vishedhapani. Bhanda means pot. And Vishedh means a poison. But Amrita Bodhiya Jivakhaar. If some foolish person accepts karmakanda and jnanakanda by his foolishness, Amrita Bolya, Tarajanva Adhapati, he got the chance of human form of life to make a solution of all problems by worshipping Krishna and being Krishna conscious. Now he loses the chance, he is attracted by karmakanda. To be elevated to the heavenly kingdom, or Jnanakanda, to become one with the Supreme, Jnanakanda. That means he is missing the chance. A very nice song. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Sakali Vishedhapani. They are all poisonous forms. If one is allured to this poisonous form, then Nana Dhoni Brahmantari. This is Jnanakanda. One is thinking, meditating that I am becoming one with the Supreme. That is also a false idea. That is also a false idea. Because the Bhagavad Gita says, Bhavanam Janmanamante Jnanabhan. Those who are following the path of Jnana. Jnanabhan. As Bhunam Janvanam says, there are many births. How he becomes one with the Supreme? If he has to check many births, there will be a mixing up with the Supreme. That is a false idea. Or bewildered idea. And another place in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Janneira Vinyakha Vimukta Manina. Tai Astabharat Abhishuddha Buddha. These persons, those who are contemplating that I have become Narayana, every sannyasi addresses another sannyasi, Narayana, Namo Narayana. That means he has become Narayana. So, Vimukta Manina. To become Narayan means he is now liberated from this material controversy. So Bhagavad says that such kind of self-completion, thinking that I have become Narayan, they are Abhisiddha Buddha. Abhisiddha Buddha means their intelligence is not yet clear. Abhisiddha Buddha. Why? Sai Astabhavat, because they have not yet learned to surrender unto the lotus feet of Narayana. They are trying to become Narayana. Jannera Vindaka Vimukta Manina, Devata Vimukta Manina. I have become liberated. Manina. Manina means falsely thinking. Jannera Vindaka Vimukta Manina, Tai Asvabhava. And because they have not learned to surrender unto the lotus feet of Narayana, they are Abhisiddha Buddha. Their intelligence is impure, Abhisiddha. So, what is the result of becoming such impure intelligence? Ariya Krishna Param Padang Tataha. By undergoing severe penances and austerities, they rise to up to the Brahma Jyoti position. But they fall down again. Ariya Krishna Param Padang Tataha Patanti Hatha. Again they come down to this material world. Anadita jismat anghaya, simply by neglecting your lotus feet. These are the statements of the Vedic literature. So, you can understand at the time of death how one is being promoted or degraded. Buddhaṁ gacchanti sattvāḥ. If a man was in actual good the mode of goodness, he will be elevated. Just like Bhagavad Gita says, madhyājina api jānti mā. If he is a devotee of Krishna, he has whole time, whole life, he has simply worked for Krishna. Then Krishna says, madhyājina api jānti mā. Then he is going to Krishna loka. And he is going to Brahma loka. He is going to Janaloka. If you want to learn it, just like by astrological science, one can understand the future. Similarly, in the Shastras, everything is there. Here it is stated that jino javan jatha dharma jatha adharma dharma veha samihita saiva tat phalang bhumtin tatha tabat amutsu guli. As one is enjoying the fruits of dharma and adharma in this life, similarly one can understand how he is going to enjoy a sapphire in the next life. Amutra. Amutra means lecture. Saiva tat phalang bhunte tatha tavat amutra vai. Gateha deva prabhavai saividhya upalabhate bhuteshu gunavai chestra tatha annatra anumiyate. Very nice instruction. Just like he can see that by committing sinful acts, one is suffering. If not, bodily, but by the state laws, he is suffering. Similarly, you can anumiyate, you can imagine, you can perceive, you can hypothesize that this man has committed such kind of sin, he is going to suffer. He has not suffered in this life, then he has to suffer next life. In the Manusangita, it is stated that when a man is hanged by the king, it is a favor to the man. It is a favor to the man. If he is not punished life for life in this life, then he will have to suffer in the next life and more with compounding them. And therefore, the law says that this man has committed a murder, he must be killed so that he may be saved from suffering for the next life. This is a Manusangita, it says. So there are many things to save a person from the father heaven. And the best service to the humankind is to make him a devotee. Devotee. Karmas ought to teach him how to surrender to Krishna. This is plainly stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharmān parityajyamamekaṁ saraṇam bhaja. Aṅkāṁ sarva-pāpebhyo mukkhaḥ. The suffering is due to papa. So Krishna takes charge of the person, surrender soul, and he gives assurance that I shall protect you. He can do so, because he is the Supreme Lord. Just like a man is condemned to death, but he submits petition to the king or the president, he may be saved. That is in the power of the president or the king. By law he cannot be saved. But by the mercy of the king, king's mercy, he can be saved. Similarly, Krishna is the supreme king. When he takes charge of you, and he gives you assurance, that I shall give you protection, why do you hesitate? Just surrender and become Krishna conscious. Your problem is solved. Thank you very much. So, the only solution of all problems is to become Krishna conscious. Is there any disagreement? Bolie. That is the only. Now you can understand how much important is this Krishna consciousness for me. This is the prayer. Pranayana, Sriya, Vata, Sriya, Ataram. Everyone should join this movement for the human welfare activities. With their life, with their money, with their intelligence, with their wealth.
There's also in the Bhagavad Gita, I think it's the 14th chapter, they say that describing the modes of nature, and so we have to understand how these modes act, how they vibe, and how they give liberation. Understanding is that liberation only comes from beyond the work of the city of nature.
You have to go to the highest platform, gradually, to take. It's like you have to rise to the topmost story. So there is staircase and there is elevator also. So ultimate aim is Krishna. So there, the topmost. So you can go by the step by step. This is one method. And if you get the easiest method, elevator, then you call us to go. Both ways you can go. But this will take many, many years. Bhavanam janamanam ante janamanam subhadra. After many, many births, one will actually janamanam. Why he surrenders? And another, he takes the word of Krishna immediately surrender. It is not that they will not be going to that course. They say it will take time, step by step, by karma kanda, karma kanda. Therefore, he says, Bhavanamya, why should you wait for Bhavanam Janma? Why don't you take advantage of the elevator? Why you are determined? No, I shall go step by step. Is that very intelligent? And two things are there. In your country, you have got a children, a 100-story building, and if you go step by step, it will take 3 hours. What is that building? Empire building? In New York? Yes? If you go step by step, then it will take 3 hours. And if you take the advantage of the elevator, you go in 3 seconds. Why one should be so poor to go to the topmost flat in 3 years? And Krishna is offering, he's coming, personally, canvassing, you surrender, why this foolish person refuse? Why this foolishness? And why this foolishness to making, wrong commentation, not to surrender to Krishna? They see the foolishness of the people, the so-called scholars, so-called Swamis. How they are misleading people. And the hand will put in the mind. A blind leader is leading many blind followers. But if you do faster than you, Durasarati, they are trying to be happy by making adjustment of this material body. There is another position. That is not possible. David Jesus argument. Everything is stated very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita. But they wrongly comment and mislead the issue. Therefore, our business is to present Bhagavad Gita as it is. And give the right direction to the people. That is all. Body that person. He can't deny.
Is
it right to say that this path of doing good work is completely impossible in Kali Yuga? That nobody can do it in Kali Yuga? Because of that.
When you are doing the utmost
good, why you are anxious about doing other good work?
So I just want to establish that
it's not the... Even if you do some good work, but the result is a temporary. Suppose if you give medicine to a person, that is good work, nice work. But do you think that he will not be attacked with disease anymore? Is it possible, that person? So what is the value of this good work? Puna-puna-charvita-charvamana, chewing the chew. Suppose a patient is coming to him, suffering from some infectious disease, he's infecting, say, syphilis. Then doctor gives him injection, cures him, and he again does the same thing. Again comes to the doctor. The real doctor, he's advising, why you are doing this? And the doctor who takes a let him come. I get my money. I got it another. So this kind of advice is like that, let him come and let me have my money. And the real advice is that you become Krishna conscious. Your problem is gone. That is not my imagination, and that is Krishna says. Our position is that we simply speak what Krishna says, that's all. We haven't got to manufacture ideas. So don't take the trouble of manufacturing ideas. We simply, as a peon, convey the ideas given by Krishna, that's all. Therefore it is being successful. and it will be successful. Because there is no adulteration. Pure milk will be accepted everywhere. And if you mix it with water, you will have to find out a particular type of custom. So this revolutionary movement is also for many. But if this movement becomes successful, there is so-called so many philanthropies, they will have no position. There is economic theory. Bad money drives away good money. So, and if good money is not available in the market, the bad money is there. There is an example in the Bhagavad that in the rainy season, when the sky is covered with clouds, at times the glowworms become very prominent. But when the sky is clear, there is moonshine, this glowworm has no meaning. So, in the world there are so many glowworms, because real knowledge is covered. They do not know, they have forgotten what is Krishna. Therefore, all these rascal glowworms, they are traveling. But he, this moment, is clearing the clouds, bringing out the moon. Sriyakkaidava-chandrika-avitaranam. There is no use of anyone, of the glow on. Chaitanya-chandroda. The rising of the moon of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Chandra. Now he is rising gradually, you know, just like moon rises gradually. And one day becomes full moon. Similarly, the Chaitanya movement is rising gradually. One day it will clear the sky, all these glowworms will go out. There is no more any place for all the glowworms. So you be determined to put on this movement, Chaitanya Chandra. That's your duty. You are coming out as a very intelligent nation, very rich nation, it will have the opportunity. Clear out all this Goa, bring the Chaitanya Chandra. And the method is so simple, Hare Krishna. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the benediction. Go on pushing the Sri Krishna Sankirtan. And everything is clear. Kriya Darpana Mahajana. Don't be after glow on. Just be after the moon, full moon. Chaitanya Chandra.
It's so kind that I have to
come. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. immense dog, the Satan says that moment, in any temple or any place, he is immense good stuff. He is, whatever it is. Is it not? Our Krishna consciousness movement is not dry circulation. Simply here, and there is no prasada. No, there is prasada. My mental circulation. Simply wasting time. No, it is practical. We get some factual knowledge, you take some prasada, you dance very nicely, and chant very musical, susukham. That is what Bhagavad Gita says, susukham. It is very pleasing to execute this Krishna consciousness. Susukham kottam abhayam. And whatever you do, whatever percentage you make progress, it is never to be annihilation. Permanent. Abhayam. So take to this moment. And be happy. That is all. Do you agree or not? What is your opinion?
I think it's pretty good.
Huh?
I think it's pretty good.
Yes.
Hello.
No, that's all I can do. This is. Okay. Nice Bengali poetry. Krishnanam karo bhai arsham niche. Paraiva kothnai joma chiti. Ki vana, Dr. Mohan. Paraiva kothnai joma chiti. You cannot escape the Jamaraj. He is after you. Take shelter of Krishna. He will give you protection. It is Ati Vatana Vrabhika. Now we execute the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Go village to village, town to town, all over the world, and preach this Krishna. And it is true, they will accept. Is it not? He can say better because you are American. I may be over hopeful, but what is your experience? Everywhere you open a branch, immediately it is accepted. As if you are prepared to take this account. That is our experience. Every month we are opening a bank. Now, what is the calculation? Suppose we are working for the last 4 years. 4 years means 48 months. Is it not? We have got 45 branches. That means proportionately, we have opened one branch every month since it began what? Is it not unique? In 48 months, we have opened, not 48 months actually, we have begun a real propaganda from 1968 January. How many months? 68, 69, 70. 24 months and 70, another 12 months, December, 36 months. And taking previously few months, actually the proportion is that we have opened every month a branch.